As Hawaii continues to reopen local economic activity, some leaders are calling for a plan to restart the state's $18 billion tourism economy, and they want COVID-19 testing to be at the center. Tourism numbers are gradually starting to creep up. Inbound travel to the islands, which includes visitors and residents, reached 1,200 people on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. That's up from the daily average of 125 during the peak of the lockdown, but still a small fraction of the 30,000 daily arrivals this time last year. University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham says the lockdown has been brutal for the state's tourism-heavy economy.
You see places like Kilauea on Kauai, Lahaina and Kihei on Maui, where 40 to 50% of the workforce are showing as having claimed unemployment benefits.
That has led some community leaders to support a restart of tourism. Eva Beach State Representative Bob McDermott released a proposal calling for all travelers to undergo a COVID-19 test at home before they get on a plane to Hawaii. That would be supplemented with symptom checks during boarding and upon landing. Although the state can't legally force anyone to take a test, McDermott says after consulting with federal authorities, he still thinks the plan can be implemented.
We feel that because the airlines keep people off the flights if they're drunk or they don't have the proper ID or they pose some risk, that we think this is not an insurmountable obstacle.
There's also another issue. Testing capacity. Hawaii can currently process 3,000 to 5,000 COVID tests per day, well below the tens of thousands of normal daily arrivals. That means travelers would need to get tested at their point of origin. And if Hawaii were given permission to require pre-flight testing, other states and cities would likely want to as well. Dr. Mark Mugiishi, president of health insurer HMSA, says if such a program were expanded to include all air travelers nationally, we would rapidly exceed our testing capacity.
In 4 days, you would use up all the tests that we've ever done in the entire United States. You just simply do not have the testing capacity to test everybody.
That would be especially problematic if there's a resurgence of virus as states relax their lockdowns. Mugiishi says, realistically, testing will need to be layered with other protective measures. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.